After nearly 2 months of stalemate, rebels in the Libyan city of Misrata are making small but significant moves towards Tripoli. They're advancing on a town called Zlitin, less than 100 miles from the capital. But as the BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse reports from Misrata, local and tribal rivalries are starting to appear in the rebel coalition.
The rebels have moved forward again and again. They've dug in. This is a lesson that they've learnt from painful experience. In the past, what they did was dash forward into battle against Colonel Gaddafi's forces, only to be pushed back again with heavy losses. Now, though, they're using diggers to build protective sandbanks, and progress may be slow, but at least the line is moving. Just behind where the diggers are at work, we can see what was Colonel Gaddafi's front line, and when they left here, they must have left in a real hurry. They've got piles of empty shell casings left behind, a pair of shoes here, t-shirts, underwear, boxes of ammunition, old bread rolls, and even a tin of rice and chicken. The fighting, meanwhile, is still going on. That's Colonel Othman Mahlouf, the overall commander of this stretch of the front line.
Gaddafi's forces will not forget the lesson they learnt in Misrata. Now, when we advance, they retreat immediately, leaving their weapons, ammunition and vehicles.
The sound of NATO jets in the sky overhead. You hear them often, you never see them. The rebels have in the past complained bitterly that the alliance isn't doing enough to help them win this war. But they know very well that without them, Colonel Gaddafi's tanks would roll right back into Misrata. Colonel Othman is actually a real colonel. He's one of only five men out of 250 under his command who has a military background. He draws a map in the sand. Misrata's here, he points. His men are now within a few kilometres of Zlitin. But in 2 months, they've only advanced around 10 kilometres. He admits his men have been hampered by a lack of experience and heavy weapons, but there is another reason why his fighters are progressing so slowly: local suspicion and rivalry.
We know that Gaddafi is setting families and tribes against each other. So if our fighters enter Zlitin and the families there see only men from Misrata, they will think they are being invaded. But if they see Zlitin fighters, they will be seeing their brothers and cousins.
And so they're waiting for enough rebels from Zlitin itself to join the fight too. It's very difficult to get a real sense of what life is actually like behind the lines, inside territory controlled by Colonel Gaddafi. But when Colonel Gaddafi's forces were driven back out of Misrata back in May, they swept through this farmland here just to the west of the city, and they took with them some prisoners who were held inside the town of Zlitin. But with the advances that the rebels have made in recent days, some of those prisoners have been freed again. They're back inside the rebel lines. And we've come here to this farmhouse to meet some of them. Most families in Zlitin have sons who are fighting for Colonel Gaddafi, says Ali, a 30-year-old farmer who was taken prisoner in May, along with his wife and two young children. Life inside Zlitin is hard, he says. The people there are short of food and fuel. But many fear the rebel advance more than their current hardships.
The people in Zlitin have been told that 4,000 French soldiers have destroyed Misrata, and now they believe they're coming to destroy Zlitin. Colonel Gaddafi's troops have convinced them that the people fighting in Misrata are foreigners.
There's plenty of high morale here, but there's wariness as well. Not just of mythical foreigners, but also between Libyan cities, towns and tribes. For the moment, the various rebel groups are all focused on a single goal, the advance on Tripoli to the west. But the fall of the regime would also mean the removal of the one common enemy that currently binds all these armed factions together. If and when Colonel Gaddafi goes, people may well look back at this time of civil war as Libya's most united hour.